Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Chesterfield County Public Schools will have remote classes only when they reopen this month. Now the County Board of Supervisors is looking for ways to put unused buildings on the rental market. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project has more information on that.
Yeah, this story is from Jim McConnell, a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer. Chesterfield County supervisors have heard from a lot of parents who are worried about distance learning and wanting to have opportunities for their children to have in-person teaching. That might be in a school or maybe these pods that parents are setting up to have tutors to kind of supplement what many believe will be a substandard online learning system. And so the county supervisor sent a letter to the school board making the case that the county, not the schools, own the buildings and that they might look into renting some of these buildings out for educational purposes and child care purposes. Everyone is scratching their head trying to figure out among working parents how to manage long-term this distance learning.
David, a complicating factor, one of them anyway, is that the school board has made it clear that they might reopen schools for students with 3 weeks' notice. That could complicate things for renters. Plus, the school board wants teachers to be in the classroom to teach their online classes.
So it's possible these classrooms will not be available. However, the Chesterfield County Education Association is pushing back, saying they're putting their employees possibly at risk, and also parents who have children of their own would have to leave them alone at home and creating yet more need for daycare. The county supervisor chairman's assumption that these buildings are empty may not be true.
Chesterfield County has about 60 public school buildings. There's a statewide limit of 250 people for any public gathering in Virginia, but the city of Radford is taking that a step further. David, why are they doing that?
All right, this story is by Henry Gendreau, a reporter with the Roanoke Times. Students from Radford University weren't back 3 days before city council gathered and cut back the size of groups that can meet, down from the state-mandated 250 to only 50. This is one step in a kind of town and gown drama that's happening across Virginia as town members, city members, await college students coming back to town in large numbers. The first weekend, Radford students came in on Saturday, and the mayor said there was problems with gatherings that weekend. They came forward with an ordinance to kind of control things and give police more power to shut down parties. The ordinance was watered down, though. There was originally plans to penalize businesses that allowed large gatherings to take place. They were going to put a 10 p.m. curfew on alcohol sales and require masks to be worn in public. But nonetheless, they've moved forward to try to limit large gatherings of college students in Radford now that students are back.
The fine for hosting an illegal gathering is $300. People who ignore an order to disperse could be fined $150. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.